two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Utes at 50 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hey, this is the Utes at 50 update on The Zone Sports Network. Coach Witt's going to give you your thoughts about a beast of a player, Devin Lloyd, and tell you why he's so amazing.
He plays within the structure and the framework of the defense, but we utilize him in a lot of different ways. You saw us bring him off the edge quite a bit so far this season. What makes him a good football player is just a myriad of things. He's got great size. You know, he's nearly 6'3", just pushing 240 pounds. He runs like a deer. He's instinctive. He's got a long wingspan. You know, you see him tip balls quite often, particularly on the pass rush. He's got his hands on two or three balls this year. He's a playmaker. He's a guy that when there's a play there to be made, he almost always makes it. He is an absolute football junkie and student of the game. He watches as much film during the course of a week as anybody we've ever had here.
Utes at 50 brought to you by Built Bar. Double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, or salted caramel. 100% real chocolate, 100% real delicious. Order yours today at Built.com and save 10% if you enter the zone at checkout. Built Bar.
This is unrivaled. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Folks, welcome back. It is unrivaled on 1280.
I love how you have to like look at this.
97.5 The Zone. I don't know. It's like KSL something somewhere in there.
Right, it's not. It
KSL really is. Sports is powering go. This whole fiasco that there we have go. Going on right here. We got Captain Voodoo. We got the BYU guys and the Cougar guys and the Ute guys. And
this feels right. Hey,
are we getting along here? I'm so Scott Mitchell. He's Alex Keery. Welcome back, everybody.
Coach McBride, you had a question you had, and I was like, let's do it on the air, or unless it was inappropriate.
No. The question I asked is you know, Washington State with Rollo.
Yeah.
You know, and the interesting thing is I think four of the seven were guys with him in Hawaii. I know that Weber was with him and the D-line coach was with him.
Stutzman was with him,
Stutzman
too, yeah.
Stutzman was with him. So, you know, they're all in the same boat.
Yeah, and I know Coach Weber was down at BYU for a second.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because we were talking about this, and this is something I wanted to – I was like, I cannot wait to jump into. And Scott even brought up and goes, this is what we get into with Coach and go, one, what an insane week it would be with these kids. You know, right. We say these kids, but, I mean, like, in the end, these guys recruit so many of these dudes here and to come play for them, and they obviously love them. Because last week people were asking them questions. They're like, don't dog roll them, man. This is, we love this guy. We love him. We love our coaches. They weren't thinking that they were being betrayed in any way. And so now this happens, and then they end up letting these guys go at the beginning of the week, and we all – our jaws drop going, how on earth does this work? And then you – how would it operate, Coach? Because during the week we asked Jaron Hall that at BYU, and he goes, I don't know, I guess the captains start taking over. And there's a handful of GAs that are taking over. You're shifting guys around who are doing other position groups, and they become suddenly the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. So
in the run and shoot offense that Washington State runs that he brought with him from Hawaii, you know, so there's a lot of things in the offensive line play that you have to pick up because they give you a lot of different looks to get people free on pass rush and to make sure the gaps are taken care of. So the offensive line coach has to really be on top of his program anticipating, you know, what he's going
to
see.
Does that change, like, from week to week? Like, so you're all, you know, every team you play, it's going to give you a different look? And
well,
so
they're going to give you some – they're going to give you some variation of what they're, you know, what.
Right.
But usually if you see a spread team week in and week out, then you kind of know, okay, this is how they're going to defend the spread. But then what you always look for, if you're on a defensive side, okay, what blitz do we have in here where we're going to get, where we're going to have at least one guy freed up, you know, to put pressure and make the guy throw before he has to, because everything in a run and shoot is based on timing, and you're basically looking at half the field, you know, and so it all came from Mouse Davis, you know, it's where it started back 40 years ago or whatever it was. I tell you,
Mouse Davis worked me out before the combine.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hey. I worked with Mouse a few times, some arena, when he was doing some arena stints, and when he was in Hawaii, too.
You know what he said when he was in Detroit coaching the quarterbacks? He goes, you're my number one guy, you're my number two guy, you're my number three guy. We're gonna go with you until you get hurt, because you're going to get hurt, and then you're the number one guy, and then you're the number two, and you're going to get hurt, number two guy, and then we'll go with you until you get hurt. And then at that point, we don't know what we're
going to do.
Now,
tell me your names. Like, that's what it ends up being.
Every time I hear Mouse Davis' name, I can't help that. I have that.
He was the mastermind, though, of the run and shoot.
That spread.
And June Jones took that and you know,
elevated
obviously, well, you know, broke the Bowl Alliance and went to the Sugar Bowl. And if you're running it right and you have the right quarterback, right, and Rolo was a quarterback in that, and that's the beautiful thing about Rolo and Stud. The offense coordinator, they both played in that system. And I don't know that you can really coach that system if you haven't played in it.
Yeah.
So we were talking about whether or not whatever the motivations were and whatever political point that they wanted to make, we were waiting for them to make it. No one said anything. So in the end, what happens with these kids? I mean, do you think that later in the week they probably thought, you know what, we do feel a little bit betrayed here. Then he sues the school later in the week. What would be going on in the mind of your kids if you guys walked out, Coach? Like, if you're, these guys, you're about to start a game.
Well, first of all, I'd have got the shots.
I
think everyone would.
We're
having a hard time understanding.
I don't care what I believed in. Hey, my first responsibility is through those kids that play the game. I mean, before anything else. In other words, as a head coach or as a position coach, I mean, I couldn't look at, say, 12 offensive linemen and say, I'm not getting a shot, so, you know, ask you guys, and I'm, you know, they're going to probably fire me, but I'm standing up for what I believe in. And then what I'm saying is I believe in you as players, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to be able to coach you.
That's
it. If I got to get a shot to coach you, I'll get a shot to coach you.
So what do you think would have more impact? Because, you know, here is players are saying, hey, we're behind you because you're standing for something. I still don't know what he's standing for, but he clearly feels like it's something that's important. I mean, he's giving up millions of dollars. He's giving up these relationships. You know, a lot is online.
Well,
what would you stand up for? What's more important?
First of all, Rolovich is a pretty deep thinker. You know, just when he was hiring a guy last year, right? And so I was on the phone with him and I think Stutzman and the line coach. And we pretended, you know, and so he interviewed like 29 guys for one job. And I said to the line coach, why is he interviewing 29 guys? He could get it down to three before you started and take one of the three. What are you interviewing 29 guys for? And this guy, he's a very slow mover. And it's just like when he hired the offensive line coach in Hawaii. So I'm talking to the line coach. Says, yeah, I interviewed with him 3 weeks ago. And they keep – but he hasn't hired anybody, but I'm still there, you know. And so eventually they took him, right? But he's one of these guys that, that kind of thinks about what he's going to do. He has his own reasons for what he does, and he takes his time doing it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he – like, I think everyone's waiting to hear from him, aside from just, you know, saying that they're going to sue the school. It was like everybody's kind of waiting to hear what the explanation is going to be. And maybe he already did it with the kids personally, but I know some people in that program who were like – he didn't say anything. He left campus immediately, and just and other coaches maybe stopped by, high five some of the players, said we love you. This isn't about anything against you, but
well, they wouldn't let him actually talk to the players.
They wouldn't let him talk to the players.
Probably not. Yeah, he said, yeah, but it's kind of like, well, you know, in the NFL, if you get fired in the NFL, they just take your keys.
Oh yeah,
and lock you out, and then you don't come in. You know,
then you really can't talk to the players. Yeah,
no. So, you go.
Well, if you get fired as an NFL coach, you don't really want to talk to the players.
Well, you're out of there anyway. Yeah,
it's like you're the reason that I have this problem.
All right, so we've got much more to talk about in regards to this. We're speaking with Scott here at the Scott Niederhauser is the general manager of the store here. Two locations, the one we're at today, where you can get the Zone Special, 2050 East and 6200 South. There's also a location at the Gateway Mall, but we've got the pizza oven rolling, Scott, which is like the signature for the weekend man, and it's hard to focus with these beautiful smells traveling through the parking lot here.
Yeah, we got to get some more pizzas over here for you guys for sure. But yeah, people love the pizza. I mean, we've been doing it for a little over a year now, and I mean, we make everything, you know, it's all just fresh, ready to go. They're really awesome pizzas, so we're proud of it.
The pizzas are great, and if you want to come by, there's a Zone Special. You come get it today. You get a half dozen of those jumbo wings, a pizza that out of that fresh oven that we were just talking about, and a 32-ounce drink for $12.80. So you come up to the store up here at 2050 East and 6200 South, and you can get that deal. But also one of the things we were talking about was now's a good time to come in and go, hey, man, I don't want to cook a thing for the holidays. I want to make it pro. And the store can do it for you. You can start ordering stuff right now.
Totally. I was just inside before I came on here. We're taking orders for turkeys right now. So just come see us, and we got everything ready to go. Pre-made dinners. You can pick it up Thanksgiving morning. We'll have it in a bag for
you.
You
need
to
order your turkey early this year?
We've got a surprising amount of orders already coming through. But I mean, we've got all our turkeys confirmed. So it's, you know, like, you don't have to do it right now, but people are ahead of the game right now. I think everyone's getting ready because you never know.
Will you be offended if people say that they cooked it and it's their food and not yours? I mean,
that's what we're here for. You can
take
these wings home. You smoked them yourself, whatever. But it works. Ribs, everything. So.
You get it all done here at the store. You can come in right now while we're here all the way up till 6 o'clock. You can get yourself the deal, the 1280 deal here. The Zone Special is six of these jumbo wings, a pizza, 32-ounce drink. All for $12.80. So come up and see him right here. 2050 East, 6200 South. It's the store.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.